Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to slay another day? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-hosts, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, we gotta kill all the bitches. No life is worth a grain of salt. Kill them all.
Everyone's dead. We're better than everyone. Everyone else must die.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we are slayers. We are better than everybody else. What don't you understand? Mm-hmm. Why are you acting brand new, Buffy? Buffinda. Why are you acting brand new? We are better than everybody else. You are a piece of... Okay, anyway... Faith is off the wall crazy, and I see no ounce of remorse in there, and I'm so excited to talk about it because my girly girl has lost the plot. Faith is gone. I mean, she was never there, so she's gone.
I think the thing is with Faith is there's something going on. There's something going on here.
No, it's her.
No, there's something weird happening, because while I would say that, like, normally she would be like a little bit brash and a little bit blunt and a little bit like, Buffy, let's not focus on like the negativity of I accidentally, oopsies, killed a human. Like, it's fine. We're slayers. Accidents happen. NBD. I feel like the moment that she then stepped into the territory of like, I'm gonna choke the living shit out of Xander. Yeah. I feel like to me, that was like 1 foot over the line of like, something else is happening. Like, I don't know if like something has infected her. I just wouldn't be surprised if we find out that there has been some sort of weird parasite inside of Faith making her act differently. I agree with you that like certain things feel in line with Faith's character, like the just being very much dismissive of Buffy's concerns and like, why are you crying? Like, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Why are you crying, you little pussy bitch?
Yeah, really? That's pretty much what she said. And so I feel like that was all well and good. Yeah. And then she like pretty much sexually assaulted Xander. Not just pretty much, she did. She sexually assaulted Xander. Like, he full on multiple times said, no, thank you. No, ma'am, that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah.
She throws him on the bed. She's like kissing him, licking him, like doing all these things, and then full on chokes him. So something is wrong with Faith. Something is going on with Faith. And I'm really curious to find out, because Sarah, it's interesting. Obviously, we're talking season 3, episode 15, consequences. You knew. It's whatever. I think it's interesting. And the reason part of me feels like that is I feel like so many people love Faith. So I'm like, if people really love Faith, this can't be the actual faith. Unless she like has this really incredible character arc and really comes around.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you love Drew Lulu?
Yes, but they're evil in a way that is like pure evil. Faith is supposed to be a good guy.
I think that people love the bad guys as well. Like, I think we love Daddy Vams more than anything because
obviously
he's a really good father figure.
He's just
for us all.
He's just a dad trying to get by.
Yeah, I can totally see where you're coming from. Like, I can see there being some sort of parasitic type of thing that's taking her over. But I feel like I would be so much more excited and invested if this bitch was just crazy and pure evil. What happens when you give somebody that doesn't have the integrity and the morals of somebody like Buffy all of the powers in the world to kick ass? And like, you know, maybe the Watchers get it wrong. Like sometimes, maybe, like maybe we could give the powers of the Slayer to somebody that isn't doesn't hold those responsibilities at like the height that should be held. And I think that that is interesting. Like, I mean, like, do I think that like Faith is like the nicest person character ever? And like, I love her as like a good guy. No, but like, I can totally see myself get invested in her just being pure, just evil or just bad or like,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, like once again, like a product of her upbringing and everything like that. I just think that that is so much more interesting than being like, oh no, there's like a bug in her brain and like the worms.
No, you're right. You're right. I would love for this to actually be Faith and then to see some sort of arc, you know, with this, or maybe she does go to the dark side. I mean, she would, mm-hmm. it seems like she's going to the dark side by the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was interesting. And I really enjoyed this episode. There was a lot going on. Like, it feels like we are advancing the plot at a rapid pace at this point, Sarah. Like, now I understand now people were like, season three, hype. We are now like on a fast moving train. We're not getting off until the end of the season. And this episode definitely feels in line with that. It all kind of connects. I guess we can kind of just continue on with this conversation in terms of the consequences, mm-hmm. the name of the episode, of the death of the deputy mayor. His body is found. So Faith does a terrible job at discarding it because literally like the next morning, it's like body's being found.
Where did they find it? Was it like in a river?
In a body of water.
Got washed up. Yeah. I am so sorry to that man. I kept calling him the mayor's assistant. He's the deputy mayor.
Has he kind of acted like the mayor's assistant?
Yeah. Yeah, the mayor is probably like, you're my bitch. So
exactly.
Like, even though you're next in line, you're like vice mayor, you're also going to get me my coffee. So like, I am so sorry for the disrespect that I put upon you, deputy mayor. It seems as though you had a little bit more responsibilities than just getting coffee, even though if you weren't utilizing it, it's kind of like, what does the vice president actually do? And when I watched Veep, it didn't seem like much, right? But tell Goose to shut the fuck up.
I don't know what is happening. There's something going on outside, and I don't know.
Shut his trap or else. I'm not even going to say or else.
I don't know what's happening out there.
The body was found right away and identified, because that's the thing. Like, how many murder mystery, whatever, true crime bullshits have you and I listened to? There's definitely like a way to dispose of a body that's just not dumping it. We got to cut it up and put it into acid. That's what we got to do.
That's the thing. There are better options than just discarding a body in like a body of water and like hoping for the best. I feel like Faith, you know what it is? You know what it is, Sarah? Faith is so used to killing vamps that literally have no cleanup because they go to dust. Oh,
except for dust.
But like from the dust,
hold up, disappear. Hold on. How did I not put this together? Vampires equal dust.
Yeah.
Mayor equals dust mite who hates dust.
This is peak podcasting. We can't beat this now.
The cleanup. She doesn't have a Roomba to just like.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's so used to dust that she's not able to like properly dispose of this body. So it immediately gets found. And so now Wesley is like, oh, I'm Mr. Wesley here. I got my suit on and my tie and I am Mr. Businessman. And he's like, well, I'm interested in figuring out what goes on with what happened here. So you're assigned. Your assignment, Faith and Buffy, because apparently now he's also Faith's watcher out of nowhere. Like he's just dictating orders to her. Like, sir, she's rogue. Okay, she's vigilante.
She's a vigilante. This is the thing. Like, they were so quick to reassign Buffy a new watcher, but like Faith is just stuck in limbo.
Because she's like the extra credit assignment that no one wants to do. It's like, give this girl a proper watcher. And so they're like, okay, you're assigned. There you go. They poke around in Deputy Mayor's office. And when they're doing that, they see the mayor and Mr. Trixie colluding, hanging out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, shit, mayor's bad. Mayor's bad guy. We now know. And they get into a big fight because Faith is like, it's all evens out in the end. We kill so many bad guys that a couple of good guys are going to die in the fray at some point. NBD, it's all good. And
yeah,
I do think Buffy is in the right here in saying we should tell Giles. Because Sarah, like when Giles talks to Buffy later, this makes so much sense that this has happened in the past. Like there's bound to be a casualty at some point.
Yeah, this was really interesting. I mean, it was nice to hear that the Watchers actually have some rules and some protocols in placement. So, because like Faith in a way is right. Like sometimes bad things get in the way. We kind of talked about this last episode where like the Marvel dudes, like they kill good guys all the time. And if every single time they killed a good guy, they had to like go to jail and go to trial, then like the world wouldn't be saved. So like there are some times where like these things happen. So the protocol in place is that, well, number one, you had to tell your watcher. That's number one. You had to tell your watcher. And then the watcher submit the claim to the watcher
council.
To the council. The council does their proper investigations. If they find that there might be some nefarious things, then they might have to go to trial.
Right.
And they either like get a little slap on the wrist, or they get a pass, or the proper punishments, quote unquote, are placed. So there's protocol around this because it's happened before. I don't know how long Slayers and Watchers have been doing their thing. Eons, really. I mean, we at least know it's more than 3 score.
More than 3 score, for sure.
At the very least.
Yeah.
Probably thousands of years. I don't know. We didn't really get to see. Maybe in Angel, we get to see like Cleopatra is actually a slayer, and she's like, oh, there's vampires since the beginning of the time. So like, you know, this has happened many a times before. And I'm glad that there's proper protocols put into place for this. So like Faith is right by saying like, it's no big deal, even though it's like a huge deal, but like, essentially Faith is like, you are a little whiny. See you next Tuesday. If you go to Giles, you're pathetic and you're going to go to jail for life. And then you're going to ruin my life too. So Buffy is now too scared to go to Giles, even though I feel as though that was a really bad call from Buffy. I think that she should have just went to Giles, even though Giles is not her watcher anymore.
Well, yeah, but like she doesn't trust Wesley. She trusts Giles. Like he's her mentor. You know, I think he's like the adult that she trusts the most in this world. And yeah, she is a little bit too scared to go to Giles, but her and Faith get questioned by the police. I feel like both of them like are so bad at this.
They're such bad criminals.
They should have like got their stories aligned. Like at the very least, Faith, if you're going to suggest not telling Giles, then get your stories in order to lie to the police properly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, they both
said that they were hanging out together, and they both said that they were watching stuff on TV. The only issue is that Faith was like, we were watching old movies. And then Buffy was like, we're watching infomercials. What are you, like, you have QVC on all night? What
yeah. It's such a stupid lie. And like I said, like, also the other thing is, and this feels very obvious, it probably wasn't obvious in the 90s, but can I just say, if there's ever a moment where the police want to question you, you don't say anything. You say, I would like a lawyer, please. Mm. And that's all you say. And that's the end of the conversation. Just a little bit of a tip from me to you, dear listeners.
Is that like, I mean, is that only when you're guilty?
No, get a lawyer no matter what. Yes, because even if you're innocent, you could incriminate yourself in a way that you didn't realize. Like, get yourself a lawyer. We are not well-versed in the law. I know if I was getting questioned by the police, I wouldn't really know what to say. Just get a lawyer.
You're just telling the truth.
Doesn't matter. Get a lawyer.
I don't know. Like, doesn't that make you look really suspicious?
Sure.
Okay. I would be like, hi, Mr. Police Officer. I respect you so much. Only partially ACAB. Just a little bit of
ACAB. I am fully ACAB, so I will not be talking to you at all.
Well, no. Okay. Just a smidge. I respect you and everything that you do. I would love to help you out. Like, absolutely. I would love to tell you all of my tea that I know, and which is not much, admittedly. Admittedly, it's not much because I'm innocent, but I will help you. However, I was told by Jessica Sterling, who might be guilty, that I need to have a lawyer present.
That's the move.
Let me bring in my homie, my lawyer. And after I bring in my homie, my lawyer, you, me, and him, we can have a little gab sesh, and I will tell you everything that I know, which once again is not much because I'm
nothing.
Innocent,
yeah.
But I will tell you everything that I know, and I am fully participating, and I am working with you just with a lawyer. Do you think that would work? Do you think that's okay?
It's a little bit above and beyond just saying I need a lawyer, but sure, maybe.
Maybe if I want to sound like I'm innocent, because I am.
Fair enough. But they're terrible at this. They're terrible at being questioned by the police.
Yeah.
And Buffy is like really freaking out. She's really struggling with like dealing with Faith. And so she goes to Willow, and I was so happy about this because we left things a little bit awkwardly between them, Sarah. Like, Buffy totally uninvited Willow to like the slaying party.
Yeah.
And Willow is feeling a certain way about it. Sarah, this to me, okay. I need to know why you're like sighing. Are you annoyed because Willow is upset? Sarah. Yeah.
Willow is being such a whiny bitch this episode.
Oh, we'll talk about the thing later that pissed me off. But
I want to push her down the stairs. She's so annoying.
I feel like this is so common where you're like in a group of friends, right? And especially Willow and Buffy are like the only girls in the group at this point because Cordy is like not hanging out with them.
Yeah.
So they're really tight. They're like besties. New girl comes into town, has like a major, major thing in common with your bestie. They're both slayers. So like that's kinship that you can't really break into. Mm-hmm. And it feels like she's ditching you for her new bestie. And Willow is all up in her feelings about it. And I feel like I get it. Like, I understand how she's feeling. And I was really proud of Willow for actually, like, speaking up about it. Because especially as a teen, like, your instinct is to be like, I'm being a big baby. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to sit and stew in my feelings, like, forever. But she actually like brings it up to Buffy. And I thought, like, good on you, Willow, for like recognizing your feelings and speaking up about them, even if it all is for like Buffy to like shut you down and be like, no, you don't even understand what's happening, you know?
All for communication. I think it's really good when you do have things inside that's bothering you to share with your friend. Don't let things fester, as she was saying later in the episode. It's just that, like, she wouldn't be able to chill with the crimes, you know? So she doesn't
want to be involved. Oh, absolutely
not. She doesn't want to be involved. I guess you're right. Like, I think, like, my annoyance in the beginning of the episode comes from her, like, just being pouty towards Buffy and kind of, like, giving Buffy the cold shoulder as a retaliation against feeling neglected. And that really annoyed me because I'm just like,
Buffy's not trying to exclude you. She's just like, she has done a crime in a way. She didn't do the murder, but she did aid in covering up a murder. And she is trying to let you not be involved in her shit. Like, it's not like she's hanging out with Faith because she wants to hang out with Faith. Like, she's like,
yeah,
literally feeling like she has to have Faith on one of those like baby toddler leashes, and is like, yeah, I can't let this baby toddler out of my sight because
they'll wreak havoc on the world. Yeah, she's
volatile. So like, I think like it's because of what is like perceived, the optics of what's going on is worse than what's actually going on, and it's because they're not communicating. So once Willow was like, hey, I don't want to let things fester, so I'm just going to tell you, like, I don't appreciate that. I liked that conversation. I thought it was also funny that Buffy starts crying. And, like, Willow was, like, very, very, very gentle.
But she's like, oh, my gosh, no, I shouldn't have said anything. Now I've made you cry, and I feel awful.
Yeah, like, she's like, I'm an absolute monster. And I thought that was kind of funny and cute.
Yeah.
And then I liked, of course, that they finally were able to talk. Buffy was able to open up to her. Willow was like, you just have to go to Giles, which obviously is the correct advice.
And that's the thing. Sometimes you just need another person to reiterate to you that, like, your instinct is correct. And I think Buffy trusts Willow enough to know that Willow is, like, very level-headed, very logical, and thinks things through. So when she says go to Giles, Buffy's like, okay, no, like, I actually should go to Giles. And apparently Giles is just hanging around the library at all hours of the night. Like, does he live here? Because it kind of feels like he does. It kind of feels like he literally never leaves the library.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, he probably lost the lease of his very cool apartment and just has to stay there now.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is like, I don't know. I guess he just has nowhere else to go. It's very confusing because I thought that the council said that he has to stay away from Buffy and that, like, he cannot participate and he can only be a lowly librarian now. But he is very much involved. So
it feels like they're like all bark and no bite. Like, you better not. I'm going to count to three. And then they do it and they get to three and nothing happens. And so Giles is like, well, fuck you. I'm a librarian. So okay, here I am.
Happened. I think that Wesley was meant to be Faith's watcher. And so he was like next on deck. And he was also supposed to be like learning under Giles. Like, they were supposed to be working together. But then because Giles got fired, Wesley was like up
promoted,
promoted to main watcher. And this is why like Wesley's like a little incompetent. And the fact that he's not able to...
He's like a book smart watcher, not a street smart watcher.
Kind of like Giles 1.0. So like he was supposed to like learn under Giles, and that's supposed to be like the lived in experience. So I think that that's what happened. And maybe they were supposed to be roommates, but then Giles lost his watcher salary, which is like $9 a month, but now he can't afford it because he's only on a high school librarian salary.
This is fair. So he's living on the stacks. He's just sleeping on the stacks in the library.
And in fact, he just took all these books and he like made like a book sculpture, you know, like out of and like a couple of pillows. But he's using like, you know, like those like plushy kids books.
Yes.
Though he has like a layer.
Those are comfortable.
To just be comfy. And then Wesley is like, hold up. I was supposed to be your roomie. We were supposed to room together. Now I'm stuck too. And that's why he's so mad, because they're both living in the library.
Oh, Wesley's living in the library. Oh, well, that makes sense because he did overhear this conversation we're going to talk about. So
yeah, Wesley has to stay in the cage, the sex cage.
No, and he has to live in the sex cage. Yeah,
he's like, look,
when Oz needs to be in there?
It's none of Wesley's business.
I just realized Wesley does not know about Oz. How are they going to break that to him? Oh my God, he's going to freak out.
I mean, it's going to be a problem like everything else. So, So essentially, this is why Wesley is really looking for a wife, because he's like, wait a minute, if I get a wife, then I can move into
her apartment. And this is why he's so creepy with Cordelia, you're saying?
Oh my God. I mean, it's love at first sight.
He is too old for her. He is like in his 30s and she is a high school student.
Baby girl, like Willow is literally married to Wesley in real life.
In real life. This isn't real life. And also,
Wesley's in his 30s?
I don't know.
Wesley looks like he's in his mid 20s. He is a baby.
Hold on.
Watcher.
I had asked our little friend group here about the ages of these people. Mm-hmm. I said, Tom Palmer, friend of the podcast, thinks Wesley is about 25.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right.
Mid-20s. So then how old is Giles? Is he supposed to be like 38?
I think he's late 30s, early 40s would be my assumption.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But like either way, like, okay, Wesley's 25. Let's pretend. Cordelia is still a high school student.
I think she's 18.
Oh, good.
What's that age difference? Do the quick math. That's seven years.
Yeah.
That is absolutely revolting. A 7-year age difference is disgusting. This would never work out in real life.
The main reason it wouldn't work out is because she's in high school and it's illegal, but that's fine. Either way, he thinks she's gorgeous. She likes him because he has like three names. He has like a triple name and she's like, oh shit, he's rich.
Yeah, she's like, trust fund baby. You can trust me.
Yeah, like, exactly.
She's in love.
She really likes Wesley.
They're cute. He is a cutie. She is a cutie. They can be cuties together.
He is a wiener.
He has a wiener. Yes.
I just find him to be like a dweeb. Like he's a twerp.
I cannot believe it. I am the queen of calling people dweebs. And finally, there is a world where I find somebody non-dweebish and you find them to be dweebish.
I don't like
that's
him.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. I think that he's a respectable young man.
Oh, good God. Okay.
He's trying to find a new roomie.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on from that, let's talk about, so Buffy goes to Giles because she's going to tell him.
And this is crazy.
Yeah. And Faith beat her to the punch. She's already there. She's already talked to Giles and she's told Giles it was Buffy who killed
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I was like, are you serious? She threw Buffy under the bus and blamed her.
It's brutal.
That was crazy. I was like, whoa. And I think like that's how I was like, she's gone. She is gone. Like she might have never been here, but she is gone. That was horrible. And I mean, like Giles did a good job of being like, Buffy, I'm going to punish you with a whip. You got to come into my office.
Yeah, like, he so did it.
He's like, Faith, he did a really good job. Please leave me. And I'm very like happy that Giles was like, all right, like tell me what really happened because I know that she's lying and I know that she probably
I thought this was great because let's face facts. Giles is a librarian at a high school, right? He's been interacting with the Scoobies for multiple years now. His job is to hang out with like kids. He knows when they're lying. And especially he says like, good thing Faith is a terrible liar. Like, I know she was wrong, but I couldn't let her know that I knew. It's very like, they don't know we know, they know we know. Like, it's very that. Yeah. And he says, listen, Buffy, you should have come to me. The council will investigate. They'll punish if punishment is necessary. But let's not do that just yet. Let's try to, like, get this squared away. Let's try to get Faith back on side. And unfortunately for them, they got a little lurky lurkerson. Angel's not the only one who can creep around and be a bump. It goes bump in the night while he's listening in on combos. Mr. Wesley is just listening with a keen ear because he's bunking with Giles in the library. Mm. So he hears the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
not good.
Not good.
No. So he's going to get his plans in order to get the council ready. But
has he? Yeah, he's a tattletale.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Who's surprised by this? Who's surprised that the wiener is a tattletale? Not me. This guy gives such little brother energy in a very bad way.
Big Minkus.
Big Minkus energy.
Big Minkus. Yeah, and little brother energy. Because Wesley is little brother clone of Giles. So he's like, I gotta go snitch. Because, I mean, I really liked also that Giles was like, yeah, I'm not going to involve, like, the Watchers.
No,
like,
fuck the council! Fuck the council! They fired me! They don't need to fucking know this!
I mean, like, I think that if he ever wants to get his job back, he should probably play nice with the Watchers
Council. He needs to overthrow the Watchers Council. He needs to create his own Watcher society, get a union, offer better benefits, offer better pay. Like, he could do it. He could do it.
I guess so. But does
and
he
make
have-
it American, because there are so many British people just coming over and colonizing the Slayers. It's ridiculous.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop. We don't have beef with the British. Like,
no, we don't.
Like,
we love the British. But I'm just saying, why are all the Watchers British?
Shit. I don't know, Jeff.
I'm just asking. It's just a question. They tell the rest of the Scoobies. So, well, I guess just Xander, really, because Willow already knew. So they're telling the Scoobies what the tea is. And Xander says, like, oh, maybe I should talk to Faith. And everyone else is like, why? Like, you're not close at all. That doesn't make any sense at all. And so he ends up telling them, yeah, we fucked. And Willow
in so little words. Yeah.
Willow looks devastated. And later she's crying in the bathroom stall. Yeah. And like
a little baby bitch.
I really can't because you're supposed to be starting over with Oz, right? You tried to give up your virginity to Oz. Like, you are trying to make it work with Oz. And yet the idea of Xander losing his V card to Faith has you sobbing because you wanted to take his virginity, Willow? Is that what the situation is? What a fucking weird scene. I can't.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought that it was a little pathetic that she got so emotional about it, because you're right. Like, she's supposed to be with Oz and be happy to be with Oz. And also, it's none of her, like, business, like, who he loses his virginity to. He doesn't owe her anything. And they had their chance and they decided not to do it. So then why are you crying? Why are you being
so move
upset?
On. Yeah.
Move on. You gotta move on.
This feels like a very much like a, I just, you know, it was always in my head that we would, like, lose it together, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. I'm over it. I'm just like, I thought we were done with the Wander. Ew, it's awful Wander. Sounding. Zillow, right? It was Zillow. I thought we were done with the Zillow stuff, but I guess not.
No. I guess it's maybe one of those things, like, when you find out that your ex got married or had a baby, like, you don't like them, but you don't like the idea of them living a full life without you.
That's sad.
I mean, like, I'm like fully serious.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe,
but I feel like that only happens if you're, like, really hung up on them, though.
I don't know. Like, you don't think that's, like, it's, like, weird to think, like, oh.
It's weird to think about, sure. Yeah, that I would agree with.
And then, like, maybe it just manifests into tears because some people, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm, like, being too hard on Willow. I just was like, why? Why are we doing the crying in the bathroom stall scene after finding out Xander fucked Faith? Like, why?
The crying in the stalls of your high school bathroom is supposed to be for only real bad shit. And you were using and abusing those stalls. There's other girls out there that need to cry in those stalls that have real issues. Like, their parents are getting divorced.
Oh, my God. Did you cry in your high school bathroom stalls a lot?
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember doing it. I don't know. I can't recall a specific time where I did so, but I would be shocked if I did not cry in my bathroom stalls.
Interesting. Can I tell you something that like I thought was very nerdy of me, but now looking back on it, I'm like, no, that is very much a product of my anxiety at the time.
Yeah, tell me.
When I was in high school, and I'm just recalling this now because we're talking about high school bathrooms. When I was in high school, I would use the bathroom like during lunch, like during a lunch period, because I would never go like during class. Like I would never ask to go during class because for me personally, it felt like one of those things where like if you're in a store and you need to ask someone for help, like I never wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. So I only would go like during my breaks periods instead for like a study hall or something.
Oh, you just like didn't want to raise your hand and ask for class.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's interesting. I definitely used the bathroom pass because you couldn't catch me wanting to learn in school. If I wasn't napping, then I was peeing.
Oh my God. I was peeing.
Like, what in the world? Like, I actually had to learn in school. Yeah.
Nowadays, though, like the bathroom is actually a great spot to like have like a little mental break to like, you know, would you say smoke? You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, it's like socially overwhelming or whatever, it's like, I'm gonna go sit on the toilet for like 2 minutes and like play on my phone.
I'm just trying to think like if I did that. I don't know. I don't remember, honestly. Yeah. I mean, thank goodness for college when we had my laptop. Like when I had a laptop during classes.
Oh, so you could just fuck around on your laptop. Yeah.
I would play Sims. I would online shop. I would.
Naturally. Yeah.
Yeah. I was very busy in class and then it just looked like I was doing work.
Mm-hmm. Studying so hard. Yes. So Xander decides he's going to take it upon himself to go talk to Faith.
What an idiot.
This was a terrible idea, but like, I understand where he's coming from. Like I generally think like, oh, if he thinks they have a connection, like he's trying to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he goes over and I don't know if Giles gave him the go ahead to be like, it's okay to let Faith know that we know she's the one who did it. Because if Giles didn't say that, Xander does a terrible job of lying to Faith and making her think he thinks Buffy did it.
I don't think that Giles gave him the go-ahead to do anything. I think that he kind of just, like, went rogue, and then he was, like, the way that he did this was, like, he was trying to be so suave. He was, like, yeah, Faith, like, I know that you killed a guy. And she was, like, you stupid idiot, it was Buffy. And he goes,
yeah,
I heard that version of the story, too. Yeah. I was, like, okay. So, basically, he was like, look, it was a mistake. Like, it doesn't matter who did it. It was a mistake. It was an accident. Like, let us help you. And then she's like, I know why you came over here. You want more sex. And he's like, no, I don't want more sex. Thank you. It was nice, but not right now because we have to figure out this whole murder.
Yeah, maybe later.
Yeah. Let me take a rain check on that because I actually just want to figure out this whole murdering thing. And she goes, I'm going to fuck you right now. And
yeah, lights on or off, kinks or vanilla. She like throws him onto the bed and like she is not listening to him. He is saying no. He actively looks uncomfortable. He doesn't want this. She's like kissing him, licking his face. And then she starts choking him.
Well, yeah, because she says, I can do anything that I want. Like I am invincible, including like I can literally have you live, have you die, and I am going to choke you. Now, I know that you love a little chokies during sex, but there are...
All I could picture was the chokey from Matilda when you said that.
You are so dirty, Jessica. You love a little chokies during sex, so there are typically rules around it.
You need to have a safe word.
You need to have a safe word. What's your safe word with you and your husband?
Sour Patch Kids.
Is that really? I wish that
That feels very long. I think a safe word should only be one word, right?
Yes. Yes. If I had a safe word, it would be two syllables, one word. Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, choking is nice. if done
when it's consensual. Yeah. The problem is it is not consensual here. And she's like literally like choking the life out of him. And thankfully, Angel, he be creeping everywhere this episode. Okay. He creeps three different times.
Oh, I love it. This was classic Angel. This was season one Angel.
Season one.
Where I want my Angel to be. I want him creeping where he shouldn't be creeping and seeing things that he shouldn't be seeing. That is like my favorite version of Angel, when he's just being like a low creep. So
yeah, he's the like, creepiest creep. He's creeping around crime scenes because that's when he realizes Buffy's involved.
Yeah.
He's creeping on Buffy when she's at home and getting questioned by the police, and he's creeping outside of Faith's.
Yeah, perfect. He did a great job in this episode, and he's like, wait a minute, my bro Xander is getting the chokies, and he's like, and I know all about being choked during sex, and this does not look good, because Drew made me choke her all damn day.
Yeah,
all damn day. And we had a safe word, and it was pretty dolls. And there's no pretty dolls going on.
No pretty dolls to be seen. No. So he knocks Faith out. He chains her up. He stops her. I don't know what he does with Xander, but Xander's not around.
He disposes of Xander.
Yeah. And he calls Buffy. And Buffy is still adamantly, like, Buffy is working overtime to try to save Faith. She is like, No, we can change her. We can fix her. She is very much like a fixer-upper girly. She wants to fix Faith. She says, let me go to her apartment. Let me get some of her stuff. Maybe it will like bring her back down to earth. Angel, however, thinks very differently about Faith. He says she's taken a life and she's got a taste for it now.
Like a dog.
Woo. This is dark. This is very dark to think about, because obviously Angel knows a thing or two about killing humans. Mm-hmm. But this is so fascinating to me that like he is reading Faith not as if she is so guilt-ridden and remorseful about what she does that she will do anything to just push it to the side, blame it on someone else,
which is he's viewing Buffy it.
Yeah, that's what Buffy thinks. That's what I thought last episode. He is saying, no, like, there is something about her, like, now she has a taste for it. In my mind, that meant she's going to do it again, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I definitely think that I'm more on Angel's side. I think that it's very interesting because, like, some of the things that I work on in therapy is, like, trying to understand, like, or how to react to when somebody responds differently than how I respond. So like, or does something differently than what I would do. Like, and I think that this is what Buffy is doing. Like, I think Buffy is projecting onto like how she would act or how she would respond to something onto Faith, when Faith is her own person. So Buffy is so convinced that Faith is like guilt-ridden and like feeling really bad and has all these regrets because that's how she feels. Yeah. And she's assuming that every single person in the world would feel that way or react that way, but everybody is different. And I think that it's really interesting to think about, but I also think that that's probably what Angel is thinking as well. Like, he's projecting his experiences and himself
right
onto Faith. Faith is her own individual person, and only Faith really knows how she's responding and reacting to in this moment. She says so as much throughout the episode. Like, yeah. You think that I'm this, that, or the other thing. I'm not. Like, I'm my own person. So I do think that it's interesting what Angel says. It's very like, your Rottweiler bit a kid and now he's like has a taste of blood and will like, you have so many orbs. What is happening?
Oh, yeah. No, if anyone's watching us on YouTube, I pulled a tissue out of a tissue box and then all the little like fuzzies were like flowing around. Yeah. And because the light is coming in from outside, it makes it look crazy.
Are you sure you don't have any little ghosty orbs?
I don't think the house is haunted.
Orbs. Okay. Anyway, I think that it's like it's really good to try to like understand, to be empathetic and understand what makes other people click, but it does a disservice when you project your feelings onto somebody else and then you're trying to wrap your head around, like, you know, like why they're not acting the same way that you would in the situation.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good point in terms of basically Angel is using his own background and putting it on Faith. Buffy's using hers and putting it on Faith. And we don't actually know truly how Faith is really feeling. We're not privy to many moments alone with Faith. We're usually seeing her with other characters. So Wesley and his gang of council members come in, put Angel in a net, and then take Faith because she has to go back to England.
Angel got netted.
This was so funny. I think it was like a silver net or something, which would explain why he couldn't just get out of it.
Okay.
But just watching him just be like, they treated him just like an animal, just throwing a net on top of him. And then he's still struggling when Buffy comes in later. I don't know why. It was so funny to me, but it was.
Bamboozled by net.
Yeah. He's like, oh, but can't get out of here. Oh, there's nothing. Oh, exit.
That's hilarious. And then they're like, Faith, you're getting deported to England, you know.
No, you have to stand before the council.
Oh no. Yeah, okay. So I would have
this is silly because they decide that they haven't tightened the chains enough, that she has too much like wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, hey, red shirt guy that we don't care about, you go tighten her chains. And she threatens to, and I quote, pop his head like a grape if they don't unlock her. So Wesley lets go of her. He does try to hit her with a rogue wrench that's just laying on the back, in the back of this truck.
Yeah.
But she's out skis. She does the really cool, like, jump out the back of a moving vehicle.
She is pretty cool. Yeah. Wesley cannot even hold on to,
because he's a baby watcher. He's a baby watcher. He's in over his head.
He is in over his head. I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. So then he has to do the walk of shame back to the rest of the Scoobies and be like,
so funny.
Guys, I lost Faith. I lost.
Oopsie doodles.
She's gone. I don't know where she is, but she's not here.
Yeah, so they're like, the Scoobies are like, okay, let's split up. And Wesley's like, what can I do? And she's like, get a ticket back to England, you dumbass. I'm out.
Well, she's like, you still have the ticket to England. You are fired. We are firing you just because we don't respect you. Yeah. So then basically we get into a situation because the mayor and Mr. Trix is like, we know it's the Slayers that killed my assistant. Like, we know because
there were blood splinters there were bloody splinters in his wound.
Yeah.
And Mr. Trix, he got the coroner's report.
Yes.
And so he tells the mayor, and I love this scene, Sarah, because I thought of you immediately when the mayor is shredding paper. And he's like, I love shredding paper. Nothing gives me more joy than shredding paper.
Yeah.
And even this isn't bringing me any joy at the thought of the deputy, not even the deputy mayor's death. No, it's the fact that he left a paper trail to me that I don't like. And so not even this paper shredder will cure my my woes. Sorry, yeah, you, because I know you love a paper shredder.
I do love paper shredders. You're right. Yeah, that would very much bum me out if not even my paper shredder can make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. You have a paper shredder still, right? Because you use it for work?
No, I got left with my ex.
You haven't replaced it?
No. I have to just shred my paper by hand.
Oh, like, my God. Like a peasant.
A peasant.
What is this, 1800s?
It feels like it, yeah. So basically, now the mayor is like, get those Slayers. They are pesky. They are annoying. I want them to be sent to jail.
He knows they know, because they see security footage of the Slayers watching Trix and Mayor. So now he's like, now they're a liability. We got to get rid of them.
Yes. Major liability. So Trix is like, I am on it. I am on the job. And with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, we find them fighting towards the end of the episode. Faith is there. Oh, because Faith
she's
is
at the docks.
She's at the, just like Jen Lindley.
Exactly. I was thinking the same. I'm like, watch out for that Seagook girl. But I think the thing is, death by Seagook would be a bad way for Faith to go.
Yeah, pretty much the worst.
I love that the docks are always where people go to leave. Like, do you remember Angel and his like Irish ring? He was at the docks leaving. Then there was the whole arm at the docks thing.
It's and not now a good Faith thing. Is trying
to leave at the docks.
Yeah, it's not a good thing when you live in a landlocked state and there's no docks to leave.
Oh them. No, you don't have dock. Well, you know what? You're protected from Seagook. So it balances out. You have can't escape easily, but also no Seagook. So
we do have a lake, Lake Michigan. So I guess I could go to Lake Michigan, but then
you're stuck. Then you can't, like, unless there's a river that leads to another lake.
Canada.
Okay, I mean that's a good plan.
Are all the Great Lakes connected?
This is not a question for me. I am a Northeastern girly. I don't know anything about the Great Lakes.
Okay. The Great Lakes are connected to the Atlantic Ocean. So I can go. This is like
there you go. And you're bypassing Seagook because you're already in the water. You know what I mean? So
yeah. I mean, it seems like such an endeavor because I think I have to go from like Lake Michigan to Lake Huron, and then I have to go to Lake Erie, then Lake Ontario.
That's
and
a lot then, of lakes you're traversing just to escape.
I know. Just to escape. And then there's like a little canal type of thing, and then eventually I can go in an ocean. But that is unfortunate for me. If I just drive to Ohio, then I can skip a couple of lakes.
Well, there you go. Just get over to Ohio. There's your trick. There's your trick. Speaking of tricks. Trixie meets up with Buffy and Faith at the docks, and they're already chatting about, you know, Faith wanting to leave and blah, blah, blah. He starts fighting them. Faith has an option. She has an out here. She could just ditch Buffy and leave her behind and let her die via bite from Trix. But no, she kills Mr. Trixie. He gone. He dead. We're on episode 15 and he gone.
That's pretty crazy because I thought that he was going to be there to the end, but he is not a major player.
He's a minion of Mayor. He's a Mayor minion.
And he was a minion of that other guy.
Claw Clubfoot guy. The guy that does clubs for hands.
He's not a main character. He is just a supporting character. So he's gone. That was surprising. I do think so. And I mean, it wasn't surprising to me that Faith like saved Buffy. I think that I feel like she is a wolf and wolves help other wolves in their pack. So So even though Buffy and her maybe not seeing eye to eye, she's not going to let a vampire kill Buffy. So, but she does run off. She runs off. And Trix is dead and Buffy is saved, which also makes Buffy be like, see, Faith is good because Faith saved me. It's like, no, you dummy. No, she's no good. She's dark, dark as night.
Yeah, because we end the episode with her going to Mr. Mayor and being like, hey, I hear you got a job opening.
That was
excuse-moi.
That was badass. I was
what?
That was pretty cool. I think she's to the dark
Slayer side. Versus Slayer. I can't wait. We're gonna have the Slayer Dome.
I thought so.
You get the credit. We're not gonna not give you credit, Sarah, for something that you did say.
Thank you. It was pretty cool. Like, it was pretty badass that she like went right to the mayor and was like, hey dude, Trix is dead. Well, here I am. And I would like to fill this position of being your evil subject.
Yeah. Would you like to see my resume? It includes plenty of kicky punchies. I always wear leather pants. So, you know, that means I'm team baddie. Like, come on.
Yeah. How are we bamboozled when she wore so much leather and we're like, oh my gosh, what a shock. She's bad. She wore leather.
Yeah.
That's the number one sign of being a baddie.
Yeah, she said, I just choked a guy out and he did not consent. Would you like to see the marks on Xander's neck? Like, truly, this is wild. This is absolutely wild. Yeah. I'm really excited for what this like what the implications and the consequences of.
These were the consequences. There's no more consequences.
Oh, that's it. We're done with the consequences. Sorry. I should have known better.
Yeah. Well, is she going to act like a double agent?
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like that would be fun. I would enjoy that. I would like to see her be like a sneaky little snake in the grass.
But she's a bad liar. So she probably just like yells over the wall, "Yo, I'm on the bad side now, just to let you know."
Yeah. Yeah.
No dust over here. Dust is for fuckers.
Yeah. But either way, the way this episode ended was so fun and sets up some really fun stuff for next episode, which, Sarah, I will tell you the name of now. Okay. Season 3, episode 16, Doppelgangland.
Okay. Doppelgangland.
I know this is a very exciting episode. People are excited about this one. So I think it's going to be a good one.
So maybe double Faiths, double Buffys, double everybody.
Double everyone.
Yeah. Did you hear that Willow and her little like goth boy are still trying to make the rat turn back to Anna?
Yes. Hannah, Amy.
They are very, very bad witches.
They're bad witches. Yeah.
They can't even reverse a fucking rat spell.
Maybe next episode.
I don't know. Just like reverse the rat spell.
Yeah.
You can do it. I guess not. Yeah. What else? What else happened in this episode? I don't know. I think that was it.
That was pretty much it. It was a great one. I really enjoyed it. I had some twisty turny moments. And I think it sets us up for a really fun like end stretch of season 3.
Yeah. My two favorite parts were definitely when Faith blamed Buffy. And was like, "Yeah, Buffy, why'd you kill her?
Yeah, you suck, Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy. Yeah, like, how dare you not go to child? You
are so bad.
You're so bad." And then when at the end, when she's like, it was just so badass. She was like, "Yeah, like, I heard you need a job filled." Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Perfect.
Very good. Yeah, Faith was doing some good stuff today. Some exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And I think... I'm just very excited for her to continue to just be bad.
Same. I can't wait. I hope we see more of Baddie Faith next episode. If you want to send in feedback, please do. shit90spod@gmail.com or shit90spod.com if you want to leave us a little voice memo or a little message. We always appreciate it. We're still covering Felicity, which is also popping off right now. So go check that out. And then we'll be hitting you with some more bonus content in the new year. Also, Happy New Year. By the time you're listening to this, the year has changed. It is 2025.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. We hope everyone was able to celebrate safely and happily and that you're enjoying your new year. Anything else from you, Sarah, on consequences?
Nopers.
Okay. You know where to find us. And we'll be back next week with Doppelgangland. Until then, everyone, here endeth the lesson.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.